WMFO Medford, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Voicemobile, WMFO Medford, here at Tufts University. So, I thought that was supposed to have stopped. Why didn't it stop? Okay, it's not stopped, but you're not hearing it. So, I'm going to turn that. I wonder why it didn't stop. Okay, well, I still don't know what I'm doing with this. There. Nope. I don't understand it. Okay, so, well, good afternoon. Okay, it's finally stopped. That's a good thing, I think. Yeah. So we can get into something from Bells, and that's actually my family tradition. And this is Laser Kalish, I think it is. And it's presented by Yoshi Briskman Presents Project X, featuring Shlomi Daskal here at the Voicemobile. Oh, it didn't go in there. That's why is that? Okay.
Nachas liya, Consider all the moments that we didn't so consider prior to this. It's how it is how we've always been, and we'll always be, I guess. It's how we're blessed, how we're blessed. Consider the light that guides you, and without which you would flounder in the dark. Whatever they tell you, it burns inside you, and it's blazing like a furnace, like our nearest dying star. It's how it is, it's how it's always been, the light and the darkness. It's how we're blessed, how blessed. It's sometimes hard to fathom when you're falling into a chasm, when you're staring at the jaws of death. How we're blessed, we're never gonna understand it in our short time on the planet. We are honored guests. Consider the sound, this set of vibrations that moves the air, that stirs the head and heart. The epic themes and the many variations, the revelations, the tears up and tears all apart. That's how it is and how it's always been, even in the wilderness. It's how we're blessed, how we're blessed, how we're blessed, how we're blessed. How we're blessed with the livings we are scratching, when the world around's collapsing, when yours is as good as my guess. It's how we're blessed, when our hearts are truly open, when our fears are finally spoken, we can rest. Consider this breath that fills you, and without it you'd be useless, more or less. What doesn't make you stronger kills you. Your breath's the first blessing you're given, and the last thing you have left. It's how it is and how it's always been, for the worst and for the best. It's how we're blessed, it's how we're blessed. How it is and how it's always been, and will always be, I guess. It's how we're blessed, it's how we're blessed, it's how we're blessed, it's how we're blessed.
Yeah, that was Daniel Kenya, How We're Blessed, from Jewish Chronicles. It's from a CD called Signs and Wonders, and thanks to my cousin who knows this gentleman in New York, and she gave me that. And it took me a long time till I was ready to play it, for whatever reason. But there's a nice picture of him with an accordion. So apparently he plays around their area in New York, and he's great. Atzilut before that, Echad Miodea from Jack Kessler, wonderful percussion on that. Atzilut, the fourth world, from ARC Music Productions. And we opened up with the Bells Kalish Ashrei Mi. Yoshi Bruchsman presents Project X 3. Okay, so here we are at Tufts University. It's beautiful out. It looked so miserable earlier. I was like, ugh. But it's just the sun came out and it stopped raining, and it's really not a bad day out at all. So that's a good thing. So just, you know, trying to make sure I understand what I'm doing here with this. As my colleague said, well, you haven't been here for a while. I was like, yeah, okay. I'll take that. So I want to tell people out there, in case by some chance you know of a situation I have to find a new place to live in a very short window. By February 5th, I have to sign a new lease. I currently have a two-bedroom in Belmont, and I did have a cat. As some of you know, my cat is no longer with me, unfortunately, and I do intend to get a cat, so it has to be a two-bedroom with lots of storage. I have so much stuff. I have a washer and dryer, so I need a hookup, hopefully in the basement or what have you, and a dining room, so I don't want much, just everything, off-street parking. So, you know, let me give you my email. And if you know of something, you could definitely email me. It's quite simple. It's the same as the show, The Voicemobile, and just at gmail.com. The Voicemobile, all one word, at gmail.com. Any help greatly appreciated. Maybe I'll stay in Belmont. Maybe I'll move to who knows where. Yes, that's my news flash for today. And all right, let's see. We've got something here from Craig and Company. Let's see what we want to hear. He's got a lot of tracks on this one. Let's see. I could do... All right, we'll do this one.
I'm going to tell you how to sing. Roll tape. Oh, we got speed. Peter's up. Record. 3, 2, 1. She gone, she gone, she got, she got, she gone, she got, she got, she got, she got, she gone. She gone, she gone, she got, she got, she gone, she got, she got, she got, she got, she gone. I'm gonna tell you how to say. I'm gonna tell you how to say. How to say crazy.
Tell us how to say crazy.
She go. She go. Come on now. She go. 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 Tell you how to say.
Tell us how to say.
I'm gonna tell you how to say tomato.
Tell us how to say tomato.
Agvaniot.
Agvaniot.
Agvaniot. Agvaniot. Agvaniot. She gone, she gone, she got, she got, she gone, she got, she got, she got, she got, she gone. She gone, she gone, she got, she got, she gone, she got, she got, she got, she got, she gone. I'm gonna tell you how to say. I'm gonna tell you how to say. Gotta get off the bus.
Gotta get off the bus.
It's rega, 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 rega. Listen up now and kindly lend an ear, cause a little language lesson is going down here. Listen up to the verge about to be sung. Gonna learn a little Hebrew, gonna learn the holy tongue. Actually, I prefer salami. Oh, this is fun rockin' band. Here we go.
gonna tell you how to say. I'm gonna tell you how to say this song is done. Nigma Hashir.
Nigma Hashir.
That's what you think. Here we go. Come on, everybody. You know the part. Shiga on, that's right. One, two, you know what to do. Shiga on, shiga on, shiga, shiga, shiga on. Shiga, 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 shiga on. Shiga on, shiga on, shiga, shiga, shiga on. Shiga, 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 shiga on. How do you say tomato? That's right. And what about, see you later? Where he crawl? Right, right, which rhymes with Antonio. All right. What do you do when you're stuck on a bus?
Da 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 da. kaim kha mahoi mehim kaim kha moyeve makeveveinu niso voyefiya ive Vavaki, we will see him like Halle. Mechaki, Moviana. Mosai tim lo voich betzioi mi biko voroi mi biyo meinu ili ay lo It is God, oh, I this is God, we so in Shalahim, my
My all. Thank you. via menù. Ja vojni.
Oh, Ooh, 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 ooh,
Okay, that was Ofra Chaza, and just what a gorgeous voice. It's from a CD called Temptations. She left us way, way too soon. She developed AIDS, and her husband didn't know what was happening, and she didn't get treatment in time. And what a loss for the world. She had such a beautiful spirit and such a gorgeous voice. My friend Bruce Berger and I were talking about her trajectory from, you know, walking with her family from Yemen to Israel. There was no airlift at that point. It was way before that. And I met her at, I think it was the Paradise Club years back. And they had a caravan, a trailer outside, so I got to visit with her. She was just the sweetest, sweetest person. And I was telling Bruce that in the second half of the show, she got men to come up on the stage and was teaching them belly dance. It was it was really quite unique. She's quite beautiful and spirit. Okay, so that was Ofrechaza Achat Ha. No, that wasn't the right song. Let's see, Levo Es Toch Perach, Perach, I believe. And before that, we listened to, let's see, Rebbe Soul, Reincarnation of a Melody, Change the World with the Sound. I wonder if I missed one there. I think I did. Dan Gill, I think I missed. Have I got Dan Gill in there? No, I forgot him. Okay, we had Dan Gill from his CD. It was called Waltz. And before that, Neshama Karlbach from Every Little Soul Must Shine on Sojourn Records, B'Shem Hashem. Israel Wurlinger from the Karlbach Friday Night, Memkomcha. Yehuda Green, Shtetl Nigun. Craig and Company from My Jewish Discovery. Obviously, wonderful for kids. Shigayon. Daniel Akaria, How We Were Blessed. Signs and Wonders was the name of that release. Atzilut, Chad Miodea, Atzilut from the Fourth World. And the Bells Kalish, Ashrei Mi, from the Yossi Brichman Presents Project X111. Oh, I... few misspellings on here. We have this software that I have to fill in, and it drives me a little crazy. Okay, so let's see. I want to share with you an important message. Numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Oy. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit now. Let's see. And actually... All right, we'll do this. Before we go to that, I want to share something with you from this wonderful website, Israel 21st Century. This is an article by, let's see if we can get this queued up right, an article by Nikki Blackburn. And this is in the December 20th edition. 21 reasons to be cheerful at the end of 2021. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's great. We need reasons to be cheerful. So let's see. It says doom and gloom may seem the order of the day as we close up 2021, but this year brought plenty of things to celebrate and be proud of. Join us in a feel-good look at the last 12 months. Well, let's see. Another difficult year of COVID is coming to a close, leaving us all exhausted by the twists and turns of this seemingly endless pandemic. Each time we think it's coming to an end, nature throws us a curveball. First it was Delta, and now it's Omicron. While the pandemic may have upended our lives and dominated the news cycles worldwide, there are plenty of other things that have also been happening that not only warrant our attention, but in fact deserve a shout out. As we near the end of 2021 and look forward to what we all hope will be a better new year, join us in celebrating and sharing some of the many positive things that have happened. All right. Scientists are learning to talk to whales. Yay. There's a picture of a huge whale and somebody in scuba gear. Are you talking to me? I love it. Oh, that's great. Let's go. Touching or sniffing plants is good for your health. Okay, a little bit of aromatherapy. Israel is making good progress with treatments against COVID-19. That's a great thing to know about. And there's, you can get more details if you go to Israel 21st Century. Companies sharing for a COVID cure. So there are a number of companies that were mentioned, and that's very good. A new species of bee has been discovered. Oh, I hadn't heard that. With bee populations declining all over the world and crop pollination in danger as a result, we know why this is good news. The newly discovered bee is unique to the sand dunes of Israel's coastal plains and has been named Lasioglossum dorchini in honor of Israeli bee researcher Achik Dorchin, who made the find. Wow, that's awesome. The world just got a little safer for women. So Israeli woman Netta Schreiber created an app, Safe Up, which allows women to log on and be virtually or physically accompanied to their desired location by a trained volunteer. That's fabulous. That's great. Okay, so it has users, thousands of users in Israel, the U.S., and the U.K., Hungary, and Poland. Number six, even in conflict, there is hope. In May, during the conflict with Gaza, violence broke out suddenly between Israelis, Arab, and Jewish communities in certain areas of the country. It was shocking for many people, deeply unexpected. But in amongst the violence came incredible stories of heroism. The Muslim Israeli who saved a Jewish man caught in a lynching. Oh, my God. The Jew killed in rioting whose kidneys went to an Arab woman. The Arabs who tried to stop rioters from burning down Jewish businesses. So there is some good news. Seven, Israel is turning its attention to the environment, and that's good for everyone. So, climate text, okay. Now we've got ...1,200 climate tech companies in Israel. That's a large number of companies. That's great. So, a match that just keeps better and better, number eight. So this is that Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain have embraced one another so wholeheartedly, normalizing relations, billion-dollar investment funds, joint clean tech ventures, innovation ventures, and think tanks. It's just great. Basketball tourneys, Emirati kids, exchanges of organ transplants. Wow. An Israeli baby born in a UAE hospital. There's even a plan to fly together to the moon and back. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Okay. And number nine, the world's manure problem is being sorted. Ooh. Trust the folks at Poly Clean Tech to come up with a solution for manure. Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's going to turn dog droppings into odorless powder at the press of a button. All right, our farms today are drowning in dung. Globally, hundreds of millions of tons of the stuff are untreated or improperly treated and discharged into waterways. That's not good. So Poly Clean Tech's low-cost chemical process, now being tested at a kibbutz in Israel, converts the manure into organic potassium-rich fertilizer. Yay! Free of pathogens and odor. Wow, that's awesome. Powdered fertilizer can be stored safely for the farm to use, sell, or trade. Number 10, McDonald's started selling recycled rubbish to make trays. All right. Daily chores are getting easier. Well, there's lots more here. Maybe we're nearing the end of animal testing. Community banded together to help migrating birds. Buildings might soon be able to create their own energy. A revolutionary blood clot to heal chronic wounds. Amazing.